welcome to Desert Island Cartridges, episode 16. I am your host for today. My name is Ben, and what's that over there? Oh, yeah. Everyone has gone absolutely Mario Maker 2 crazy, and I can see quite clearly there, it's Rich squatting down, playing. He's having a really intense Mario Maker session. He's got himself a fancy pink stylus, and he's really just beating the hell out of that stylus there. That is, the stylus has gone floppy. Let's move on. That's not. Speaking of a man who knows how to handle a stylus, it is Dan. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm all right, mate. I'm okay. Good. I've got a pink stylus as well. Weirdly enough, slightly bigger than Rich's one. It's very weird, but yeah, it doesn't smell as bad either. He asked me to smell it before, but carrying on.
Smell my stylus.
That's a good impression.
That was just a generic nerd impression. I'm sorry, Rich. I meant no disrespect.
Sega nerds.
That's my Sega nerd voice. But yeah, you good, mate? Enjoying the sun?
I'm really enjoying it, mate. I got burnt today, which is always good.
Did you? You're lucky you've got some hair to at least protect the top of your head, because yeah, this thing is just like a beacon. This bad boy up top.
Yeah, but, looks a taupe, a fair shade of beige at the moment, mate. It's okay.
Yeah, that's good. I'm keeping it under control. Dan, I don't know if you noticed, there's been island security seems to have been tightened over the last couple of days. I'm not sure the exact reason, but I have heard that there's like a scouse invasion that's
happening. Like to say scouse, but he's one of these plastic scouses, mate, and they're worse, to be completely honest.
You know, the ones that
come under hold on, I think you can hear him.
Here he is. Speak of the devil. God. It is Mario Maker YouTube sensation, Mr. Paul Lloyd. How you doing, Paul?
Thank you very much. Hello.
Hello.
I'm not that scouse. I'm just sort of near there. So, yeah.
Well, that's good enough for me.
Which is worse.
Same with me.
So do you associate yourself with scousers then? Or would you say you're a scouser or not?
Not really. I work in Liverpool, but I've moved further away. So.
Okay. Where's town for you? If you would say I'm going to town, where would that be for you, Paul?
That'd be Liverpool.
There we go. So he's a scouser. I've moved away. He's a scouser. He's with us. He's fine. He's okay.
One of us. Well, one of you.
He's not from the Wirral, so he's fine. He's okay.
Okay, good. Paul, for those of our listeners who don't know who you are, just give us a little breakdown about what it is that you do exactly.
Yeah, so I play Mario Maker a lot. that's pretty much it. I've been doing it for 3.5 years now on YouTube. I'm on Twitter, but it's my personal Twitter mixed in with gaming and all sorts of rubbish on there.
A lot of sexual innuendo.
Oh yeah, it's not safe for work, my Twitter.
Definitely not.
Mark it as that. It's fine.
But our listeners are familiar with that level of content, I would say.
Oh yeah.
Okay, cool. So your YouTube is your kind of main baby though, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. I just use it as a hobby sort of. I didn't really want to be a gaming channel when I started, but it's just sort of gone that way and I enjoy it and keep doing it.
Nice.
It's interesting. It's good stuff as well, man. Really, really good stuff. Really enjoy watching it, and I think it got my hype levels for Super Mario Maker 2 through the roof just watching a couple of your old run-throughs. But it's a great game to stream as well.
It's brilliant to stream because you've just got that connection straight away with everyone that's watching. So it's really good to get interactive with people watching and chatting and things like that. It's really good to get into. Yeah.
Perfect for that. Just because, here's a game. Here's a level that I created. Go and stream it.
Yeah,
and you're watching someone else play your level, and I mean, I did it with Dan today. I was watching him play my level, and every time he died, I was just bursting out laughing. And I had my son. Yeah. My son was there who couldn't hear you, Dan, so that was a good thing.
But
he was laughing when I was laughing. It was brilliant.
It's more worrying that you could see me, but yeah, it was hard level that, Ben. Very difficult.
But Paul, obviously you are the master, and I think anyone that's into Mario Maker 2 at the moment, who needs a few tips on how to create levels, definitely should check out Paul's channel. It's certainly given me a few ideas, and I actually stole some for that level that Dan played. The shop idea, I think, was quite clever. So you're giving you, like, yeah, lead, you leading the player.
And exactly. A key, and you can choose between going through the left door to get a mushroom or the right door to get a Yoshi.
Exactly. Genius. Genius. Awesome.
It was good. It was good.
Such a good game. Before we move on to the other bits and bobs, though, we did actually have a question from the community for you, Paul, if you don't mind. Just going to throw that at you now.
Six inches.
Okay, you've answered it.
What riches is? Oh, Jesus.
That's a DS stylus, if anything. No, the question is, I mean, related, to be honest. What was it like sharing a room with someone who was hung like a horse when you went to EGX Rezzed? And I want you to... You could probably guess who that's from, I assume.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Bojack Horseman, hopefully.
That's from good old Cat Flap Barry.
Cat Flap Barry.
Set that one in, yeah.
I basically went to sleep and woke up with a banging headache and I couldn't sit down for a week. Can't remember anything. I had a great night's sleep.
Couldn't walk for a week. Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy this podcast. Carry on.
Carry on indeed. Yeah, that was from Flat Pack Larry. Gary Gray. Let's just say Gary. Thank you, Gary, for sending that in. Perfect. Excellent question. But yeah, let's move on to what we call the sensible stuff.
Yeah.
It's no more sensible, really. And possibly the most predictable Desert Island cartridges we've ever done. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Potentially.
We don't know yet. But now is your time, Paul, to try and get a game into the coveted Desert Island cartridges, which is an elusive award that allows only the best games into an exclusive, all-inclusive club. So please, Paul, put everyone out of their suspense and let us know what game you could possibly bring onto the Desert Island.
Well, I was going to throw a curveball. I was thinking about this on the way home and I was going to say something like Minecraft or Conker's Bad Fur Day just to throw everyone off. But no, it's got to be Mario Maker 2.
Wow.
Brilliant. Okay, so he's gone for two and not one. That's interesting.
Yeah, already committed to two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going.
Yeah, don't say
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Going.
Yeah, I won't say it, but I'm going deep into Mario Maker 2.
Go on then, so why? Why? That's the first question.
Just because it takes everything that was really good about Super Mario Maker 1 and it expands on it so much. The first thing that it expands on is the install base. I believe it's had 10 million copies sold in the first week.
Wow. Wow. My God, that's huge.
I might have made that up. But
I mean, it sounds made up, but...
10 million.
Okay. I don't know if... Dan, do you want to fact check?
I shall fact check. You carry on, Paul.
Carry on, Paul. So what's the main... Other than the install base, obviously, what are the key kind of differentiators between... the two games?
Well, you've got like the on and off switches. They make such a big impact in the different levels that you can make. You can have different routes. You can have I've just recorded a video before this, and you can have, there's a thing called spawn blocking. I don't know if you've seen it on one of the videos that I've talked about. So if you've got an enemy and you put them on a block, say like one of the blue outline blocks, and then the switch is on, so the block's solid, the enemy will not spawn. And then if you've got it in the other state where it's red, so you've just got the outline, the enemy will spawn. So you can have a level that spawns different enemies depending on which block you activate on and off.
Oh,
it's a really good idea, really good concept.
That's brilliant.
So just the on and off blocks and the on and off switches, they add so much just from that. And then you've got all the different overworlds, all the different themes, the music, the multiplayer, which is bad at the moment, but you've still got the multiplayer. There's just so much to talk about. I don't know how we're going to squeeze it all into 1 hour.
Eurogamer.net reports Super Mario Maker 2 sold almost double the physical copies of its predecessor during its first week on sale. That's the only fact I can find, but I can't imagine that's too far off, you know, the solid 10 mil, especially if it's a worldwide release. It can't be too far away.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely going to sell over 10 mil, isn't it? If you think all the other Mario games on the Switch have hit around the kind of 15 mark, I think, haven't they?
10 million might have been a... I might have been looking at a different... I might have got my wires
utter dropped. Bollocks!
There is a 10 million stat... There is a 10 million stat associated to the amount of people that have paid for Switch Online.
That's true. Yeah,
only because we just recorded the OG and literally that was one of the news articles on it. It could be that, but you never know.
Yeah, that might be the stat that I've seen.
But anyway, just like anecdotally, you can tell there's a lot of people have bought it.
Yeah.
Every time I go online, literally everyone's playing it.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to be talking about it in the community. It just seems to completely have caught fire.
Yeah.
But what is it about the game, do you think, that has just catches everyone's imagination like the way that it has?
It's because people are awful people and they hate they love making horrible levels.
Yeah, very true. I think I streamed it for the first time before, and I know we're probably going to talk about this a little bit later as well. The one thing I wasn't expecting is the engagement levels of this game. And I know it's right at the moment that it's first come out, but mate, it's just absolutely through the roof. People throwing their codes at you. It's so hard to follow it in the YouTube chat for me. I don't know how the hell you've done it, Paul.
Yeah. Well, the with Mario Maker 1, there was a function that you could do. It was called Warp World, and it's the guys in the community that have made like a custom bot. So if you go in the chat and type !add, and then the level code, it would put that level code in a bookmark website.
Oh, cool.
And then you could put that into your queue. Now, with Mario Maker 2, there's not that function, so you have to use a different like bot in the chat to put the level codes in, but then you've got to type them in yourself, and that's where it falls down a bit. Maybe in the future with a couple of updates that might change.
Yeah, wait for Super Mario Maker 3, and then maybe Nintendo will get its shit in order for it to be able to for it to work that way.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, there are, obviously, that's one of them. There are a few things that are missing from compared to the first one, right? Mm. There was a kind of companion website that went along with the first one, isn't that the case?
Yeah, so that was the bookmark website. So you could actually, where you've got like the recently uploaded and you've got the different tabs along the top where you're playing the levels, there was a tab for bookmarks. So you could go online and search for the levels and then bookmark them, say if you're in work or on the bus or whatever. And then you could put them in your bookmarks and then go home and play them and they'd all be there. That was how the Warp World queue system worked in the live chat and the live streaming.
It'd be so handy to just make use of that shitty online Nintendo Online app that they've got, which is only supports Splatoon and...
I've never downloaded it.
Smash, I think. Yeah, maybe I think one Smash. Other game.
Yeah.
What, you know, that surely Mario Maker would be perfect for it.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, just browse levels while you're on the toilet and then go, oh, well, I'll play that later.
Yeah, you just bookmark them. I find it hard to keep up because you see so many level codes throughout the day and then you think to yourself, oh, I remember that one, I'll play that one later, and then it's gone by the time you get home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because it's so nine digits, it's not... You know, it's not the easiest thing in the world to just, you can't remember them. You have to have somewhere where, you know, whether it's a, you know, Google Docs or something where you saved it all, which is what we've tried to do in our Discord channel, is to just try and funnel everything into that. But
I've got like a Google form. So at the bottom of the videos, there's a link to the Google form, and then you can, oh my God, the phone's just picked all that up.
Here's what I found on the web.
Here's what I found on the web for Flat Pack Gary.
Whoa. Yeah, so I've got a form at the bottom of the videos, and then that takes you to a basically like a form where you can input the levels and a bit of a description and username and things. And that's that's a good way to collate the level codes. But I've just been taking a screenshot on my phone as well, just so that I can jog my memory a bit.
Yeah, same. I've been kind of bookmarking tweets and things like that to come back to later. Mm. But yeah, it's a bit of a mess. It would be nice to have everything in one universal place we could all refer to. But
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, cool. I mean, the question we always ask is, what can you really see yourself playing this for the rest of time? Has it got that longevity? But that's kind of a dumb question in this case, because there's just constantly
it's
new
one
levels
of them games
being created.
That it's just going to keep generating content as long as people are playing it.
Mm.
Like, some of the best levels in Mario Maker 1 have only recently come out, and there's still glitches being discovered in Mario Maker 1 and still new tech, and there's so much. The longevity of Mario Maker 2 is just, it's infinite, isn't it, really?
Yeah. I think the beautiful thing with any sandbox game is that people will be fucking about with it for, like you said, as long as there's an interest. And even then, there's always going to be some people that are still playing that game in like 10, 15 years' time and still trying to find new things. As long as that server, well, I say server, peer-to-peer, as long as that peer-to-peer is still working with Nintendo and people are still talking to each other and enjoying that game. It's like, I think we've said it before on the podcast, but Mario can only really ever look so pretty. The kind of dated look of obviously the games itself and the fact it's utilizing all of the retro stuff. It doesn't have to look any better than what it does. So really, this is kind of the, until number 3 comes out, like the timeless version of a creator game for Mario. So yeah, I think it's going to stand the test of time. I don't see why it wouldn't be around in a couple of years' time and people wouldn't be making content for it.
No, yeah. And see, they're getting more into the kind of games as a service realm as well, aren't they? So I'd imagine they're going to, you know, this will have a long tail of support as well. What do you think that's going to involve? What can you see as the, you know, the DLC that they're going to drop for this?
Yeah, so a lot of Mario Maker 1 DLC, they put a few items in. They took away glitches. That was like the first DLC. First update, and then they put checkpoints. They put the skewers. They supported it with adding more levels, and I think they're going to do the same here. I think we're going to get another theme as well.
Yeah. Remember, there's a space right there, isn't
there?
Yeah,
you've all seen that space, and it says game styles. There's an S on it, so there's got to be one.
What's your hunch on that?
Paper Mario.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah, I think a Paper Mario skin.
That's a shout. Yeah.
I thought it was nailed on for
Mario 2.
Yeah, I thought that was nailed on.
Yeah, but I don't know. For me, that's too slow and a bit boring. I think Paper Mario, and just give us a sort of a reskin on everything, make it look really pretty.
Yeah.
So, speaking of slow and a bit boring, my mate Pete, who played the original to death. He absolutely loved it, and I've been trying to persuade him to pick this up. So we were on the podcast before. I was going, Pete, you need to get this game, mate. You're going to love it. The fact that he's got a capture card, he's never...
Oh, come on.
Come on. He's got a capture card.
Pete, pull your finger out.
He would absolutely love it. It's just he would engage with people. He's just absolutely adamant he's going to pick up God Eater 3 and he's going to get Fire Emblem. He just doesn't want to pick this game up. So what would you say, from your opinion, if you could... Even if you were to push him to one of your videos that you've made recently, what would persuade him to actually buy this game, Paul? What do you reckon? What would put him down?
Just, there's something for everyone. If you're a creator, if you're you like making contraptions or building, there's the building side of it. If you like to just play traditional Mario games, then you can search by easy or normal levels. Mm. If you're a sicko, you can search by super expert. There's just so much there really is. There's you can search by different types now in Super Mario Maker 2. You can put tags on your levels, so you can have like puzzle, you can have speed run, you could have traditional. So, and people have been making someone's remade the Deku Tree level
from the Ocarina
of Time, and
I saw a Castlevania level
as well. There's just so much there. It really is. There's something for everyone. You don't have to play every level, do you?
Pete, there is something for everyone, mate. If you're listening, pick it up. Come on, get with the gang. Get with the cool kids.
I hope he is listening. I'll be quite offended if he doesn't listen to this.
He listens to everything. Sorry. I know, yeah. I will be now, actually.
Yeah.
Ironically, when he will get offended by listening to it, which is just as good.
We're all offended.
Yeah, we are.
So, Pete, if you are listening to this, tweet us. Let us know. Okay, this is a test.
Very specific call out. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, brilliant. No, it's just one of those games, isn't it? I think the one thing that people don't really focus on as much when they talk about it is the kind of high score chasing element to it. Because we always seem, what grabs us all always seems to be these games like we had with Ding Dong XL, where we were all just, right, I'm going to get the highest score possible. I'm going to beat you guys. And there's that element to it as well. Not only creating the level that screws everyone else over, but being the one person to get the fastest time on those levels is
ingenious. Now how you've got a section just for world records, and you can see all the world records that you've got as well. It gets really competitive when you get people fighting back and to get the world record.
That's good.
I've seen people in the chat today, and I was only streaming for an hour and 40 minutes, and one guy just posted a level. No one had ever played it before other than him. I think I did it in however many seconds, and then somebody in the chat was like, yeah, I beat that already. I was like, oh, hold on. So you're just doing that just to piss me off in the chat. But it's funny. It's just like that kind of attitude and that mentality of like, yeah, fuck you. But it's actually encouraged in this game, which is weird for Nintendo because usually they're not that kind of guy. But in this environment, it's like, nah, anything goes.
You can tell that kind of... that's how they've got now, because they've included hidden blocks again, and they're the worst.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
The worst. I think I've used them in every single level I've made. So the ultimate dick move. Yeah. Brilliant. Look, we could talk about this all day, this game. I think that probably says everything you need to say about it. It's infinitely playable, infinitely replayable. So obviously, Paul, the other question we like to ask people that come onto the island is, what food and drink would you bring along with you?
Right.
If you could only bring one food and one drink, what would they be?
I've put a lot of thought into this for the food, and it'd be a Christmas dinner.
Oh, mate.
Winner! Winner, Christmas dinner.
See you later,
dinner.
Guys. That is the end of the Desert Island Cartridges.
He has won Desert Island Cartridges. That is the correct answer.
Well, actually, saying that, maybe he hasn't, because he has to now go into detail about what is on the Christmas dinner, which could be more polarising than any decision anyone else has ever
come
to
be honest, if he says nut roast, he can fuck off.
You're not getting any rich. Come on,
so
mate.
We just go in main course.
Come on, Paul. You know what? Let's do the whole thing.
Yeah, let's go. Start to finish. Talk us through it.
Hold on, guys. Because the only thing more important than deciding what's going to be on a Christmas dinner, I think, should be
some unseasonal.
Carry on, Paul.
Oh, God. Oh, and it is so hot at the moment, and here you are playing Christmas music.
It's the middle of...
Don't disrespect George, Ben. Come on. Come on, Paul.
We'd have a prawn cocktail to start.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Ooh.
Then for the main, you'd have traditional turkey, some beef.
Yeah.
Now, you'd have your roast potatoes. You'd have them done in the goose fat.
Yes, oh, mate. Of course.
You'd have Yorkshire puddings.
Absolutely. Keep going.
Yeah.
You'd have your carrot and swede mash.
Oh, yes.
Now, here's where it might upset people. We're going to have sprouts.
Oh.
No. Put them on.
Fine. Don't like them.
Don't like them, but they
Christmas
should be on
dinner
there.
Without sprouts is not happening. You've got to have your sprouts on a Christmas
Are you having your sprouts with a bit of pancetta, maybe some orange peel sprinkled in there?
I don't know. We're not that posh. Oh,
right. That's not posh, that's southern.
Fancy London ways.
All right, cool.
Bit of mash and some cauliflower cheese. That's a Christmas dinner. Honey roasted parsnips as well. You can't forget those.
Oh, parsnips. Yep.
And then for pudding, you'd have a trifle.
Just before you 100% agree on the trifle, mate, but tell me how thick the gravy needs to be. Are we talking bath water or are we talking KFC?
No, we're talking KFC. If you could put KFC gravy on a Christmas dinner, then you'd have that.
Honestly, I've never felt more posh in my life.
This is the best podcast ever. We played Christmas songs. We talked about Super Mario Maker 2. We talked about bollocks and we talked about floppy styluses. And now we've gone about Christmas dinners. This is amazing.
Brilliant. Oh, amazing. All right. So that's the food. What about your drink, Paul? What would that be?
Well, we're going complete opposite with the drink. Because it's sunny outside and it's the middle of summer, I thought a balanced Christmas dinner with some Pimm's. You know, we're on an island. Just imagine you could have your, you're lying there on the beach, you've got your glass of Pimm's with your cucumber and your mint. Nice.
And your turkey and your roast potatoes.
Yeah.
Oh, what? God. This island just gets stranger and stranger.
You know where people are dressed in two things and it's split down the middle of the face? he was in like a shorts and t-shirt waiting for his Christmas dinner before, and he's just turned around with his Pimm's and a tuxedo and gone, fuck you. That's right, I like Pimm's. I can absolutely see why Flat Pack Barry has date raped you at different points during the year. Mate, you've got a friend for life now.
Brilliant. You've won. You have won.
You've won life. That's done.
All right, so obviously we had a very predictable game choice. I think we know the verdict, Dan. What do you reckon? Is he on? Is he off?
He's never been more on in my eyes, Ben. I want to take this guy home with me. Like I said, I completely understand why Barry's been kissing him on the mouth. And he's got a key to the island, in my opinion.
A key to the island? Not only is he on the island, he's got a key to it.
He's dragging that key through the door. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's got
nice.
It. He's got it.
Lovely. Well, Paul, food choice all day long. Christmas dinner is just the best thing in the world. Thanksgiving turkey for our American listeners. Similar thing to that. Similar.
Yeah, sort of. The Christmas UK Christmas dinner.
More humble.
Is better. Yeah. Better.
Better. Yeah. Well, yeah.
I'd go with that. Why not? Trigger them. Yeah.
Dare to disagree, Americans. Okay, good. He's already started a revolt on the island. Excellent. Yeah. Drink Pimm's is all right. I don't mind that in the height of summer. It's good. And the game I am completely head over heels in love with. So yeah, that's a big fat yes from me as well. So well done, mate. Round of applause.
Thank you.
He's on. He is so on. Woo. And one day your on-off lover, Flat Pack Larry, will be joining you on the island, hopefully, as well.
Or maybe not.
Maybe not after he listens to this.
Maybe not.
Who knows? We'll find out. But yes, that was excellent, Paul. Well done, mate. Is there, before we let you go and get acclimatised to island life, is there anything else you want to plug or anyone you want to give a shout out to or anything else?
Just to say thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. I hope that I settle into island life. If you want to see me on YouTube, it's just search Paul Lloyd. Just search Mario Maker. You'll find me there. Hope everyone else enjoys Mario Maker. There's a lot to get into with the community and challenges and there's so much to talk about, but we'll leave that for another day. Thank you very much, guys.
Beautiful. No problem. Thank you for coming. And what we might do, Paul, is if you stick around, we'll record some more of your thoughts on Mario Maker 2, and we'll craft that into one of our Patreon exclusive episodes. Dan, what do you reckon?
I think so. I think this
have a little chin wag.
Yeah.
Can I put my pants back on for that one, please?
You can.
I mean, you can. I'd rather you didn't.
Okay.
To be honest,
it's usually best practice to point the webcam at your face just in the future, Paul, just for any further.
Is that not his face? Oh, no. I'm sorry.
I thought it was a stylus.
He was just that obsessed with Mario Maker. Okay, cool. Right, that's. I think we've hit our knob gag quota for the evening, Dan. What do you think?
Longer than the evening, mate. I think it's yeah.
Can I start recording now?
Yeah.
This is a riot.
Brilliant. I've enjoyed this one. It's been fantastic.
Brilliant. Before we go, so yes, Patreons, you will have already been served up a first course of Paul and his thoughts on Mario Maker. But if you want to support us on Patreon, if for some reason you like what you've just heard, then do consider helping us from as little as a month, as little as a month of your time. As little as $1 a month at patreon.com/theswitchisland. And Dan, should we just give a quick roll call of our 11 patrons?
I have got the 11 here if you would like me to go through.
Yep. Okay. Go for it, man.
Adam Phillips, Aaliyah Jones, Boom. Andrew Dickinson, Boom. Lewis Wilson, Luke Cooper, yep. Mark Hammond, Pavant Kekala, Richard Atkinson, Richard Elsie, Stephen Landry, and some bellend called Stevie Boxall.
Prick.
Absolutely awesome.
I love the way that's just becoming a thing now. We just go prick.
Just whoever the last one is, like if anyone yeah. like, sequentially somehow like has a name that is like further along. Then...
We might have someone out there, Zoe, someone or other, that really loves us but doesn't want to be called a prick at the end of every show. So.
Potentially, yeah. Or yeah. Might be a bit of a turn off for people giving us money. You never know. You never know.
It might be, but let's carry on regardless. Yes. Dan, where can the good folks find you online?
You can find me on Twitter at DannyWard2707, screaming into video at the YouTube, which youtube.com/TheSwitchIsland, or pretty much any other social media site, which is just basically The Switch Island.
That's right. Awesome. And you can find me at Benji Kong on Twitter and also doing bits and bobs on our YouTube channel and on theswitchisland.com. So thank you for listening, and we will see all of you lovely people on the next one. Bye-bye.